Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
With us in studio, the director of communications and event production with the Great Forest Park Balloon Race, Jessica Stegan, also PNC regional president for St. Louis, Matt Corcoran, with us in studio. Good to have you both here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So let's start with tomorrow. What is happening tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night is the glow, and everybody loves the glow.
I love the glow.
We're so excited to welcome all of St. Louis and beyond back to Forest Park this weekend for a full weekend of fun. The glow kicks off tomorrow night at 5 p.m. I would love to make it a national holiday, or at least a St. Louis holiday, so we can get everybody there as soon as possible.
Yeah, and it's getting dark earlier, so it's going to be perfect. Glorious.
Right. So head down to the park early if you can, but we open all the festivities at 5 o'clock. The balloons will start glowing as the sun starts to set. And when we say glow, that means all 50 balloons will tether and stay in one place on the field and fire their burners all at the same time. So they glow kind of like fireflies is the best way to explain it.
So the last several years, the Golden Knights parachute team, that's the U.S. Army, have jumped. I went up in the plane once with them when they jumped out. I thought, oh, that looks fun. I'll never do that.
Really?
But you've got a different team that's there this year.
We do. We have a veteran team, a U.S. Army veteran team called the Shooters. And they will be jumping tomorrow night at 9 p.m. just before the PNC Bank fireworks finale. They're calling it a glow jump. So we're excited to see what that looks like. And they'll also be jumping as part of our kickoff and opening ceremonies on Saturday.
It's amazing. And these guys, they actually skydive and land inside the balloons. I mean, it's unbelievable.
But that's not what happens.
Oh.
Okay. They do land on the launch field, but the balloons are not inflated while the jumpers are
coming
out.
That'd
be
really difficult to land inside the basket.
I know. Wouldn't that be something?
What are the odds?
I mean, really.
And so the event happens this weekend in large part because one of the great sponsors, PNC Bank, and Matt Corcoran, who was here with PNC, to get involved with something like this. Why this particular event, Matt? Why is this one so important to PNC in St. Louis?
Well, I think for our St. Louis-based team, it represents something that we're very proud of, being part of a long-time community tradition. You know, for me personally, I can think of times growing up where you look out, you don't even know or remember that the balloon race is going on, but you look up at the sky and you see 20 or 30 balloons across, and there's a sense of nostalgia associated with that. So we've got a great sense of pride being involved and very proud of the fact that our support of everything that Jessica and her team do allow the community to attend this great event free of charge.
Yeah, the Hound and the Hare, are they coming back?
That's right. PNC Bank is our hair balloon.
Oh, you are the hair balloon.
Well, I'm not the hair balloon. I'm terrified of heights, but we are the hair balloon and
PNC hair balloon.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right.
Yeah.
And
good luck to you.
We get to take off first, and everybody's watching the PNC balloon, the orange and white and blue as it's going across sky, and then they chase us, right? The hounds chase us.
Uh-huh. That's right. So once the PNC balloon bank balloon finds a place to land, they put an X on the ground, and all the hound balloons are charged with trying to drop their birdseed bag as close to that X as possible.
I know.
For all the bragging rights for this year.
The birdseed bag?
The birdseed bag, right?
I was curious about that, too.
What is that?
It's a cute little birdseed bag with a ribbon on it that has the pilot's name and the sponsor name, so they drop that from their basket. So the intention is not to land as close to the X.
You got
to
put the seed where the bag is.
Right.
The bag where the...
And then, some years the winner is 20 feet away. Some years the winner is 2 miles away.
What is the winner
depending
on
how the wind changes.
Oh, yeah.
There's a trophy, a little bit Stanley Cup style trophy, where the winner gets added every
year. It's the greatest trophy in ballooning. Unbelievable.
I completely agree. 100%.
And
bragging rights. Those are the best two things.
Yeah.
All of our pilots come in from around the country. We have 50 coming in. They kind of see the St. Louis event as a family reunion of sorts. Yeah. And our event is so unique because we're flying out of a city. They are not often flying out of a city. So to be able to fly over neighborhoods and talk to people and wave is so fun.
And I think, I could be wrong because, you know, sometimes you drink too much. But I think I saw one of those balloons over Chesterfield several years ago. Is that even a possibility?
We do fun flights during this week. So, in fact, you might see us in the air tonight part of St. Louis County. And we usually announce those fun flights on social media closer to launch.
Yeah,
but that's likely what you saw. Because normally if we're flying out of Forest Park, we'll land. There's Webster, Kirkwood, Fenton, sometimes Ladue. It depends on the winds.
How far can these things go?
They can go for miles, depending on wind speeds and depending on their chance to land. Of course, when you're flying in a metro area, you have to worry about airports and highways and all those things. So our pilots look for golf courses, big front yards. We love it when they land in neighborhoods and we get to see kids and families and adults who feel like kids again come out and help pack up the balloon.
Fun.
Okay, so you've got to look out for planes, but the planes have to look out for them. So is there coordination that happens with...
100%.
How does that work?
At the Great Forest Park Balloon Race field, we have someone from the National Weather Service, several people from the FAA, and someone from the airport who's in contact actually with downtown and with Lambert, so that we're always coordinating what altitude we should be flying at, decisions we should make if we're approaching Lambert and things of that nature.
How many years for this thing?
53, baby.
53 years. Yeah. Anybody ever fall out of one of these things?
Okay.
Heck no.
Oh, good.
I don't want to hear that right now. Yeah. Like I said, I'm already afraid of heights.
No, that's remarkable. 50 balloons, 53 years. That's got to be, I don't know, a couple hundred balloons, right?
Yeah.
That's a couple thousand balloons, maybe even. And nobody's fallen out yet. I think that is magnificent.
We're all about family traditions and soft landings.
Yep. That's it.
Yep.
That's it.
And so this, some of this is televised, right?
We do work with Channel 4, KMOV, to do a live TV special on Friday night. We also do a live remote, which I think is really special, and I'll probably get goosebumps talking about it, to Children's Hospital, so that all the patients can either, if they're able, go out on the patio to see the balloons from the hospital rooftop, or we do a live feed of the glow to all those patients.
So, Matt, you're out there getting a finance degree back in the day.
Yep.
And did you ever think you get into the banking business, young fella out of college, you know? You ever think you'd be taking part in a balloon race?
Well, I won't say it was part of my interview process, PNC, but it certainly crossed my mind that if there was anything I wanted to do is to sponsor this balloon race and talk about hot air all day with you.
There you go.
Oh,
that's it. Well, you come to the right place.
I mean, there's been so much hot gas coming from over there. You said that you don't know that you could be in this balloon race. Have you ever been up in one of the balloons?
I haven't, but one of our colleagues was actually on one of the fun flights last night. She had a blast. I had a blast watching from the ground waving.
That's how I felt in the Golden Knights plane, because the window, the door was open the entire time. They took off from the airport on the Illinois side, and then they dropped those paper mache things to see how the wind is blowing, and we circled around the site at Forest Park, and then they all jumped out, and I thought, oh, that looks like a lot of fun. And then I realized I can't do that.
Well, why would you want to jump out of a perfectly good plane?
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly right. I was perfectly safe where I was. And I don't know how people do this kind of stuff.
Most of the time in ballooning, there are people who love to fly and there are people who love to chase. Some people like doing both. I personally love doing both. But the unsung heroes of the balloon race are the crews who help keep that balloon tethered on the field so everybody can walk around. Mm-hmm. And
can you eat up there if you're in the balloon? Can you take a little basket and have a burger or whatever?
Sure, you could have a snack.
Yeah.
You can do
it's whichever.
Nobody can catch you up there, okay?
That's an excellent
point. Do whatever you want.
That's an excellent point, Matt.
It's kind of like an open-air elevator. That's how calm it feels. You don't feel the wind. You're flying with the wind. It's very quiet. If you've ever parasailed, it's similar to that. But you can hear dogs barking. You can say hi to kids. It's great.
Your cell phone work up there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How high do these things get?
We usually stay between 1,000 and 3,000 feet because we're in the city and we want people to be able to talk to us and see our great sponsor banners and things like that.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So people can yell up at the balloons?
Definitely. In fact,
you can
anyone
have full
who's,
conversations.
Pretty decent. I mean, you can
yell. Be quick if the wind's blowing fast.
That's right.
I always like to remind people, though, if you come to the race and you're part of the crowd, please cheer for the pilots. Please tell them thank you and wave at them as they go by, because they can hear everything.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's great.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. It's a great event. I mean, I think we'd all agree this is a great event.
Oh, well, I love it.
It is. You think about, I mean, back to the original question, why do we do it? You know, you're in one of the nation's great parks,
yep.
Right?
No question.
Hopefully you've got beautiful fall weather in St. Louis, which is the best time to be in St. Louis from a weather perspective. We're thrilled that you look out, you see all the families, you know, from Emerson Field. They're all over. Some have their own. I don't want to say picnic baskets, but people have brought food, drinks, coolers, all that. Yeah. They're just having a nice time. And we have some of the same people that come to our event year after year after year. And then the balloon glow tomorrow night, spectacular, the visuals. We've got this beautiful, giant picture of the balloon glow from years ago. And every time someone walks by, they go, what is that? And so it's a very proud partnership for us. And the event tomorrow night and all day and afternoon, you know, when the weather and the wind is right, when the balloons go up, when the hair, our hair goes up.
The PNC hair balloon.
PNC hair balloon. So it's an awesome family tradition.
I hate to say that. I stopped rooting for hair years ago.
Wow. It's a different kind of the hair. It's spelled different.
It is.
H-A-R-E.
Oh, that kind of hair. I like that.
Looks like a rabbit.
Yeah.
So, and we know there are vendors there too, right? So
absolutely. The festival has grown so much over the years and is just as fun as watching the balloons. We have the Newground main stage, which will have DJ Reggie on it all weekend. A lot of people get up and dance with Reggie. One of my favorite things to do at the field is get up on stage at the Newground main stage and just see the crowds and crowds of people of all ages having the best time. But we have Blue Moon, as much as you could drink, available. Yes. Lots of food vendors, lots of food trucks. You can come down early tomorrow night, have dinner with us at the park. But like Matt said, you can bring your own picnic too. This is truly free. Parking is free. Yep. You can bring your own picnic, bring your own blanket, and just have a really great time.
Kids love this. I mean, this is a great event to bring your kids to.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I truly, walking around the field, everyone feels like a kid again. We have people who bring their grandkids. They've been coming for 50 years, and they're bringing their grandkids. And just everyone's grinning from ear to ear. It's just such a special break from the regular day and like being outside and just taking a break with everybody.
And this happens at Central Field, so right there in the middle of Forest Park. Now, if you've got, you said that parking is free. What do you recommend to people who are driving down? Where should they go?
I think the best thing to do is to go to greatforestparkballoonrace.com. We have a map with all the road closures noted on there. We have a great list of frequently asked questions. We recommend, looking at entrances to Forest Park. Not everyone needs to come in Hampton Avenue, so keep an eye on entrances that are off Lindell and McCausland as well, or Skeeter.
That McCausland entrance is a good one.
Right.
Not a lot of
sneaky
people. Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, you may need to walk a little bit from your parking spot, but I promise it's worth it. And, the upper Muni lot is available too, but definitely check out greatforestparkballoonrace.com. Keep an eye on our socials. We'll be posting real-time updates.
Very good. greatforestparkballoonrace.com for all the information. Jessica Stegan with the Great Forest Park Balloon Race, the Director of Communications and Event Production, and Matt Corcoran, PNC Regional President for St. Louis. Looking forward to tomorrow and Saturday. Thank you for coming in today.
It's going to be great. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.